told her where I was and asked her to fly me home. She later told me she almost didn't do it, but she was afraid they'd never see me again. She deposited me at the local detox center where she told me I could go in or not, but that she was done with me. I was on my own. Detox gave me the same message. I thought they should send me on to a treatment center. 30 days of hot meals and rest was sounding pretty good to me. But they told me I already knew everything treatment was going to teach me. That I should go do it and save the bed for someone who needed it. I have been sober ever since. I was finally accountable for my own recovery. I was responsible for taking the action. One of my favorite games had always been making it someone else's job to see that I got my work done. That game was over. I had never expected to live to see 30. Suddenly, I was 29 and a half and showing no signs of dying anytime soon. I knew in my heart that I would live, whether I drank or not, and that no matter how bad it was, it could always get worse. Some people get sober because they're afraid to die. I knew I would live, and that was far more terrifying. I had surrendered. The first night out of detox, I went to a meeting, and the woman speaking commented that alcoholism had taken her to the point where she didn't want to work and didn't want to care for her daughter. She just wanted to drink. I couldn't believe it. That was me. She became my first sponsor, and I came back. The second night I sat in what I now call the new guy chair, second row against the wall. If you're sitting back, they know you're new. And if you sit in front, you might have to talk to someone. When it came time to